Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm Nicole Zalumis. During the offseason, the Raiders looked to upgrade their struggling pass defense. They did just that, drafting Mario Edwards Jr. out of Florida State. Mario hasn't met expectations. He's exceeded them. Recently, I caught up with Mario after practice. We know your story getting to where you are right now, and we're going to get into your past, but I want to talk to you about this very moment. How do you feel?
I feel great. It's been good. In the beginning, it was a little rocky, learning, the speed of the game and things like that. But, as I kept working with my coaches and defensive coordinator and just continuing to play hard, it got better each week.
Khalil Mack has said you're developing into a great player. He's consistently in your ear. So what's he saying to you?
Just little things, how I should play certain blocks, or how when he was a rookie, how he came around the learning curve and how he could see me kind of doing some of the same things he did.
Inside, hey, if I hit you, cool. If I don't, I'm going to keep going. You come outside, I'm going to butcher you.
When you look at playing alongside Khalil, what's that experience like for you?
Oh, man, it's great. Him on one side and me on the other. And, he draws double and triple teams, which leaves the rest of the line, one-on-ones. And it's always great to play with someone who's impactful like that.
Bridgewater back and a circle out to his left, chased by Alden Smith and Mario Edwards Jr., who will ride him out of bounds. And that'll be a big loss here.
Number 97 has been making quite an impact himself. His breakout performance against Minnesota in Week 10, which included one sack, two quarterback hits, and a team-leading 11 tackles, earned him Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Week honors. And his coaches, defensive coordinator Ken Norton Jr. in particular, have been tapping into the potential he was known for in college. Ken Norton Jr., he has a high motor. What is it like learning from him?
He's a player's coach, and he's always coming out with energy. So even if you are having a bad day, once you step on this field and see the energy he brings, you have to match it.
Football runs in Mario's family. His father, Mario Edwards, played four seasons as cornerback with the Dallas Cowboys.
It was fun. I went to a lot of the home games, and a lot of people would be just cheering for the Cowboys, and it was kind of fun. I could go point and say that was my dad. I really didn't realize how cool it was just being in the games, being able to go into the locker room. I met Dion, I met Emmitt Smith, Darren Woodson. I met a couple of the players on the Cowboys.
Growing up around ball players, football is in your blood. What was that experience like, and how is that helping you now as an Oakland Raider?
I kind of saw the life of an NFL player, the goods and the bad. And, being with my dad, he kind of helped me, mold me for it.
What's the communication like with him now? Obviously, you admired him at a young age, but I'm sure he is admiring what you're doing and the season that you've had. So what has he said to you this season?
He's definitely proud of me, and he wants me to continue to keep working hard and finish stronger, and he can definitely see that I've been improving each week.
I think a lot of people seeing such a hopeful future for the Oakland Raiders. What's next for you? What are you really trying to attain or work at right now?
I don't never like to put numbers or anything on what I want to do. I just feel like as long as I'm taking care of what needs to be taken care of on and off the field, that it'll take care of itself.